You're listening to Classical 95.9, WCRI Block Island, Exeter, the classical station.
Welcome to Classical 95.9 WCRI's Conducting Conversations with your host, Mike Maino. 1 hour of music and conversation with notable people in the arts, bringing you the stories of how music has impacted their lives. The show will give a behind-the-scenes look at the guest's background, interests, or special project. And now here's your host, Mike Maino.
Conducting Conversations is brought to you by Roberts Musical Instruments. From sheet music and brand-name instruments to rentals, repairs, lessons, and more, Roberts Musical Instruments is your key to musical success. Call 823-5459. That's 823-5459. Hello, everyone. Welcome to Conducting Conversations. It is my pleasure to welcome back to the studio Toshi Shimada, who is the music director and conductor of the Eastern Connecticut Symphony Orchestra. Welcome back, Toshi.
Thank you. So nice to be back here, Mike.
It's nice to have you back with us. We did a show last September, I believe, and was met with great enthusiasm by our audience. The Eastern Connecticut Symphony Orchestra is probably not too difficult to imagine what you do for a symphony orchestra, so our audience is very familiar with that. Tell us a little bit about yourself. How long have you been with the orchestra?
Well, this is my second season, and, you know, it's incredible that within that about a year and a half already, orchestra and I have really kind of a get to know each other, and you know, we're getting better together. We're getting better, and the audience is increasing, and they're getting support. And it's a really great time right now.
Sure. I'm sure it's like any other team effort. Once you get started, there's a little bit of, does he want this? Does he want that? But now that you've been together for a while, it starts to kind of get as a unit, and that's a good thing.
The great thing about it is, you know, I don't have to explain why I'm doing certain things to the orchestra anymore. You know, they kind of figure out, oh yeah, okay, that's how he wants. You know?
Right, that's what he wants. Yeah. That's what he gets. And before the 2 years, where were you before that?
I was working with Yale University, conducting Yale Symphony Orchestra, and prior to that, I was with Portland, Maine Symphony Orchestra.
Okay.
And I was a music director there for 20 years.
Well, so you got out of that cold, snowy area, right?
Yeah, but this year, it's a pretty severe year, isn't it?
Yeah, it is a pretty severe year. But so from Portland, Maine to Yale and having to deal with guys like in the Whiff and Poofs and things like that.
Yes, they're very unique.
Right. And then now to the Eastern Connecticut Symphony Orchestra, which is based out of the New London area.
Yes, in the Guard Arts Center there.
Guard Arts Center. Yeah. And so far you've had four major events this past season that we talked about last September. Yeah. How did those go?
Very well. Each concert has been very special. And then we, according to audience, we really play better and better. Mm-hmm. And they're saying, I don't know how you're going to cap the next one. And so, but we are doing it.
Well, that's a good thing. And this next concert is coming up in just about a month, March 19th.
Yes.
It's called Water, Water Everywhere.
Now, well, it's a marketing term, of course, but it's, you know, some of the pieces are associated with water. Debussy's La Mer and Mendelssohn's The Hebrides, Fingal's Cave. And so I guess the easiest way to sell that, I guess, marketing people is water, water.
Sure. You got to have something to call it. Yeah, so that's going to be March 19th at the Guard Arts Center. And tell us about this first piece of music you brought for us.
Yes. I've been doing some research on the repertoire, the past history of the this orchestra. And I have noticed there's a big void of the Baroque music being presented. So I said, okay, I'll just bring the best one first. And I decided to do Bach's Orchestra Suite number 3. And that has a, you know, famous air, which you're going to listen to, I guess, later on.
But, okay. Well, right now we can listen to a portion of the overture, right?
The overture, yes.
Okay, we'll do that and be back with more of the Eastern Connecticut Symphony Orchestra.
Thank you.
great music that Toshi brings to us, as usual. And this next concert that we talked about on March 19th is going to be featuring Barbara Wiggin. Tell us about Barbara.
Well, Barbara is a principal violist of our orchestra. And each year I have decided to feature a member of the orchestra to play concerto. And last year was our concertmaster, Stefan Thiessen, who conducted, played Mozart. But this time it's the violist's turn, and Barbara. Barbara also plays in the Hartford Symphony, also New Haven, so she's been around everywhere.
So she gets around.
She gets around, and she's our principal.
Is that a normal thing for people to play in more than one symphony orchestra?
Yeah, around here we don't have a big, huge, major orchestra like Boston Symphony or New York Phil.
Right.
So in order for them to really support themselves,
and they go
as
from
a musician,
one to the other, right?
They perform in several different orchestras. Yeah.
All right. Well, that's great. We'll be looking forward to.
And she'll be playing Britten's Lacrimae. It's a beautiful piece accompanied by the strings.
Okay.
Yeah.
So that's going to be March 19th. And remember, if you would like information about that, you can go to the Eastern Connecticut Symphony Orchestra website, which is
www.ectsymphony.com.
Right. ectsymphony.com. That's pretty easy to remember.
Yeah.
E for Eastern, CT for Connecticut, obviously. ectsymphony.com. And if you'd like to call, you can do so by calling 860-443-2876, and you can get information that way. So that's March 19th at the Guard Arts Center. This next piece is another piece that you brought for us from the same CD, the Bach CD that you brought in.
Yeah. Perhaps it's the most famous music by Bach, I guess. And one of my favorite is Air from this suite. Sometimes it's arranged for Air as Air on G strings, but this is the original version of it.
Here we go. listening to this music makes me want to get out and come to the Guard Center in New London and listen to the Eastern Connecticut Symphony Orchestra and the beautiful sounds that you can make. About how many pieces are normally performing with you when you perform?
About 75.
75?
Yeah. It's not a huge orchestra, you know, if you compare with the Boston Symphony, which is close to 100 people on the stage, but the Guard Arts Center stage is smaller, so, you know,
right.
The theater would certainly fill the stage, I would think, 75 people. Sounds great with that size, I think, for the theater. It's,
right.
Know, yeah.
And as far as this music that we've been listening to, is not the Eastern Connecticut Symphony Orchestra that you've been listening to, just music that Toshi has brought for us to put us in the mood to tell us about this event that's coming up. And we have another piece now that's fairly lengthy that you recommended we listen to. Tell us about this piece.
I think, you know, Bach is a German composer. Now that we go to France for Debussy. And here's where the water comes from, this music written by Debussy called La Mer.
La Mer.
So, yeah, I think we're listening to the third movement, the Dialogue of the Wind and the Sea.
All right, Dialogue of the Wind and the Sea. It is, as I mentioned, a little bit lengthy, so we're just going to listen to a portion, but that'll put us in the mood. And after we listen to that, we'll take a short break and then be back with more of the Eastern Connecticut Symphony Orchestra. The people at Roberts Musical Instruments know there are many folks out there who, like them, are passionate about music. They know because they are musicians. They teach, listen, repair instruments, and take the time to learn who their customers are. So when you step into Roberts Musical Instruments at Quaker Valley Plaza in West Warwick, you can expect to receive the very best in service and selection. Whether it be a piece of sheet music, a name brand instrument, a rental, a lesson, the right accessory, or an on-site repair, when it comes to all matters of music, you should tune into Roberts Musical Instruments. Welcome back to Conducting Conversation, where we're having a very pleasant evening speaking with Toshi Shimada, who is the music director and conductor of the Eastern Connecticut Symphony Orchestra. And I call you Toshi because you asked me to do that, but right. Your real name
is Toshiyuki.
Toshiyuki.
Yeah.
Okay, well, that's not
too bad. It spells like T-O-S-H-I-Y-U-K-I. Sometimes people call Toshiyaki. So and the yaki part is I don't like the – so I just drop it Toshi.
And that's not an Italian name, is it?
Well, yeah, it sounds like Italian. Toshi. My last name is like Shimada.
Hey, it could be one of the boys.
Yeah, right.
But where are you? Are you from
Japan?
Japan, personally?
Yes, I was born in Tokyo.
Oh, you were born in Tokyo.
Yes.
Okay. All right. So that gives us a little bit of background there. Studied music in Tokyo?
Yeah, in Tokyo. I studied violin. Then sang in a boys' choir there, and then my parents moved to Los Angeles when I was 15.
Okay.
And I studied there in the USC, and then went to Vienna, Austria to study musicals.
So wow. So
went all over the place.
All over the world. All over the world. And now with the Eastern Connecticut Symphony Orchestra, we were talking in the first segment about Water, Water Everywhere, which is going to be March 19th at the Gard Art Center. Or the Aardvark.
The Aardvark, yes, yes.
But the Gard Art Center on March 19th, 8 p.m., where their concerts start. So check that out. And now we're going to be talking about a concert that will be held on April 30th at 8 p.m. And tell us about Resounding Voices.
Well, this being, of course, the closing of our season, I needed to do something huge and with a big, huge impact. And, of course, thought about Mahler's Second Symphony, The Resurrection. It's the work was a tour de force, you know, with the chorus and the soloist and the gigantic orchestra. And so gigantic that we have to extend our stage for about three or four roles of the audience.
So there's going to be a chorus, there's going to be soloists, there's going to be the orchestra.
Orchestra, yeah. And then the offstage musicians.
Offstage musicians.
Yeah. And one conductor.
That's you have your
That's
space, right?
Yeah.
That much is assured.
And this is the time we get to collaborate with our wonderful chorus. It's called Eastern Connecticut Symphony Chorus under the direction of the Mark Singleton. Who is a great director. He's really, you know, disciplinary. I mean, he leads very well. He understands music, and we have our same thoughts, interpretation. So my job is very easy. He just prepared a course and give it to me.
There you go. Yeah. And put it all together. And the concert is going to be called Resounding Voices, and that's because of the chorus involvement and a few soloists.
Shala Nefziger is one of the really
wonderful
soprano, and Jana Batty is a mezzo-soprano. Jana and I worked together at Yale, so that's how I get. And then I asked Jana, who do you think the soprano should be? And said, Shala.
Oh, good.
So I'm just taking her words for it.
And, well, it usually works out.
It works out that way, I'm sure.
All right, and the first piece of music we're going to listen to is Mahler, but tell us what piece.
Since the Mahler symphony is pretty long, just taking the portion of the second movement, which is a wonderful, delightful, cheerful piece of music.
All right, we'll listen to that now.
Thank you.
We've been listening to music that Toshi has provided for us out of his own private collection, but giving you the feeling of what will be coming.
Yes.
This particular concert on April 30th at the Guard Art Center. And you mentioned the chorus and the... Is the chorus of like 25 or 30 people?
No. It's going to be this time it's going to be like close to 100.
100 people on top of the 70-something in the orchestra?
And if those of you who knows... No guard stage.
Yeah, it's going to be challenging.
It's going to be, it is.
Yeah. Well, that'll be quite a spectacle in itself. And, we wish you all the luck on that. And that's going to be featuring the Eastern Connecticut Symphony Chorus with Mark Singleton as the director. Now, just trying to wrap up here on these two concerts, that's going to be your last concert for this season,
right? For this season, yes.
All right, maybe in the next segment we'll talk about some other things coming up in the future. Mm-hmm. But you did bring one more piece of music to get us in the mood here from the Mahler.
This year has been the Mahler anniversary. Actually, last year was also Mahler's anniversary. Last year was his birth, 100 years, and now the 150th, and then now it's his death year, 100 years. So,
wow.
Yeah, I mean, that's why there are a lot of Mahler performances going around.
Right, right. All right, well, we have one more to listen to. Tell us about this last piece that we have.
Okay, this is the very ultimate ending of the Mahler Second Symphony. And this is the reason I think most conductor would like to do this piece.
Okay. We'll listen to that and then take a short break and be back with more of Conducting Conversation.
Thank you.
The people at Roberts Musical Instruments know there are many folks out there who, like them, are passionate about music. They know because they are musicians. They teach, listen, repair instruments, and take the time to learn who their customers are. So when you step into Roberts Musical Instruments at Quaker Valley Plaza in West Warwick, you can expect to receive the very best in service and selection. Whether it be a piece of sheet music, a name brand instrument, a rental, a lesson, the right accessory, or an on-site repair, when it comes to all matters of music, you should tune into Roberts Musical Instruments. We are back on Conducting Conversations, having a wonderful evening, finding out about the Eastern Connecticut Symphony Orchestra and their events coming up on March 19th and April 30th is what we've previewed so far. And Toshi, I have to ask you, as a man that is not a conductor, because obviously in the world there is a very, very small percentage of people that ever have that privilege. I noticed that when we were just before the commercial break, we were listening to that last Mahler piece, and we get to the big finish, and it's exciting. do you conduct with that excitement? Is that something you try to do, or it just happens?
It just happens, you know, Mike. I mean, it's the Mahler, like this type of piece is just so irritating. I mean, it's just like composers, all the might comes to you, you know, and then I feel it, and I just can't help it moving that way.
Right.
And the audience is also sucked into that also. And almost like a lifting off from the seats.
Right. Well, that's a good thing. That's a good
thing. Kind of excitement.
Yeah.
It's the power of music that makes me feel that way.
And the power of music does lots of different things, puts you in lots of different moods. That's but that certainly is a rousing one that that we just listened to. Well, we've talked about those two concerts coming up on March 19th and April 30th, and reminding you that you can go to ectsymphony.com if you want more information. That's Eastern Connecticut, so ectsymphony.com. Or if you'd like to call the phone number for tickets and other information, it's 860-443-2876. So we encourage you to do that. Get out and support the Eastern Connecticut Symphony Orchestra on those two remaining major concerts they have left this season. Now, that brings us to a little glimpse of the future.
Yes. I have a special for your audience.
Uh-huh.
It's never been done this year yet, and nobody knows what's going to be performed next year. Mm-hmm. I give a little bit of a hint.
A little hint, okay.
Yeah, and I brought the one CD that really gives you the flavor of it. And I think you're going to play now the music from the film The Seahawk.
The Seahawk.
Yeah, which is an Errol Flynn swashbuckling film
from
the late 30s. And the composer named Erich Wolfgang Kongold, who wrote the famous violin concerto, he was brought to Hollywood from Vienna to write the film music for the Warner Brothers. And that's all this classical film music is so great because, based on the tradition of classical music.
Sure.
Huge, gigantic orchestra, like in the Mahler or Strauss orchestra. And a lot of brass and just exciting music. So we're going to perform some of those film music.
Excellent. Well, the first piece which you're going to play here is very, very lengthy because it's 15 minutes and change. We can't play all of that. So we'll listen to a portion of that and then come back and find out some more about The Seahawk.
We'll be right back.
Well, that sounds like it's going to be a wonderful thing, a little tease for next season, the Seahawk, and then Ronald Reagan and Ann Sheridan coming up in the next
coming
one.
Up.
All right. Tell us about this one.
This is a film score from the King's Row, and it's again, another film music, and I love film music because it's so classical in a way.
Yeah.
And also in this season coming up, we are going to Max Steiner's Gone with the Wind film music. And the more contemporary one, Out of Africa by John Barry, who just passed away recently.
Okay.
But all this beautiful music is still classical orchestral music. So I'm bringing them on stage.
Well, that'll be great. We have time to listen to all of that one because it's just a little over a minute and a half long. So we'll finish up with that. But Toshi, I want to thank you for coming back to Conducting Conversation.
Thank you. So delighted to be here again.
It's great to have you with us and finding out about the Eastern Connecticut Symphony Orchestra. So check them out. Get out to the Art Guard Center and attend one of their two remaining concerts, March 19th, 8 o'clock, or April 30th at 8 o'clock. Once again, Toshi, thanks. Thanks so much.
Thank you.
We'll go out listening to this last piece and then see you next week on Conducting Conversation. Conducting Conversations was brought to you by Roberts Musical Instruments, using music and the arts to keep your child educated, entertained, and having fun. Roberts Musical Instruments is your key to musical success. Call 823-5459. That's 823-5459.